Well, hey there. This is Jim, and I was just thinking, out for a little recuperative walk as part of my running training plan. Don't talk a whole lot about running anymore on this show, but here we go. Let's get that up right there. Just reorganizing my very cheap flag that I have on my mailbox. We're about to get past right about now. So today is July the 3rd. Which is significant here in the United States because it's the day before Independence Day. So it's going to be a fairly quiet day here in the States, as I suspect many people, particularly those folks who have tomorrow off, probably also put in and took today off. I know there's a number of businesses that have taken Monday off since it's a national holiday on Tuesday. And this also is almost halfway through my summer vacation. So I started after work late on Friday. It will continue until the end of the day on Wednesday, which also happens to be my birthday. That's right. If you didn't already know, yours truly's birthday is the day after U.S. Independence Day. July the 4th, as it's colloquially, there's a fun word to say, known. Most folks will just refer to it as the date rather than Independence Day. Since we've had our independence for quite some time now. Anyway, I don't remember when the last time I recorded something for this show was, so I figured, well, I'm going for this recuperative walk, so this is probably a good time. I'll probably put out an episode for that other podcast either tomorrow or Wednesday. So be sitting on the edge of your beds for that one. So, or the end of your chair, wherever you happen to be, anxiously awaiting a new podcast. So, we are into a traditional summertime weather pattern here, which is warm, humid, with a chance of a thunder shower in the afternoon. And unless we get some particularly dry weather, that's going to be rinse and repeat for us till the end of August. So, those of you who have been here for Bird in Hand know that generally speaking, early September, for that matter, a good portion of the month of September tends to be fairly dry around here. Not to say that we never get rain, but we don't tend to get washout kind of days in September. So there you go. Well, I think we'll probably do about a 2-mile walk today. I won't record the entire time, but I like to keep the episodes on this podcast particularly short, so we don't do a whole bunch of blather. No one needs blather. So, there you go. So, as I mentioned, this is my vacation. This is it for the summer, folks. I know other folks, maybe even most folks, will take a much more significant amount of time off during the summer for recuperation, to hang out with friends and family, summer projects, whatever it is you do, right? But for me, it is going to be a weekend plus 3 days during the weekday. So, well, that's it for me. And then my next vacation is probably going to be sometime in between the middle of October to the middle of November. Not sure when. I haven't put in for it yet, but I have a rather large project at work, which is definitely going to keep me occupied and gainfully employed, I might add, through the summer and through the early part of the fall. In fact, our kickoff day, which we refer to as a go-live, is actually going to be October the 5th. I'm not mistaken, it's a Thursday. We like to do IT projects. Go-live on Thursday, just because if everything goes to hell in a handbasket, or as the English might say, gets all bollocksed up, we still have another weekday, that being Friday, to get things sorted out before it becomes the weekend. And, of course, the staffing patterns tend to be a little light on the weekends. So, better to have an issue when everyone's there. And so, getting people there to fix whatever issue that is makes more sense. So, that's why we tend to do our go lives on a Thursday. It's on purpose. Rather than, you know, flip the switch on a Saturday and then there's nobody there to fix anything. And then you have to call people in on their weekend. And that never makes anybody happy. So, yep, project management. That's what it comes down to, folks. Project management. So, figure after that, it'd be a good week anyway before things start to settle down. So, yeah, I figure probably, honestly, if I'm thinking, it's probably going to be closer to the end of October, probably somewhere around the Halloween time. So, very end of October, very beginning of November. Still normally pretty good weather around here. It could be rainy, but doesn't tend to be particularly cold that time of year. We're still comfortably usually in the 50s during the day. May get chillier at night, but you know, it is what it is. And yeah, so still some time to do some stuff then. So, well, there's that. But yeah, this is it. So, basically trying to get done when I can get done. Again, looking off to the west and some rather dark clouds there, so we might get some more rain earlier than this afternoon. But oh well. Whenever the weather allows is what I will do. And if it doesn't allow me to do it, be outside, trust me, I got projects to do on the inside of the house too. My immediate family, which is my little sister, my mom, and then of course my mom's brother, which would make him my uncle for those of you playing in Solvay, have an email chain that goes pretty much every morning. Just kind of a check-in. Hey, how's everybody doing? It started because of COVID. Nobody did this stuff, I think, before COVID. And all of a sudden, you know, being isolated for 2.5-3 years puts a different spin on things. And so this thing started. And yeah, so we were just chatting. And that was, mentioned to my mom last evening when I was talking to her that I have enough projects right now to keep me comfortably busy at least through 2025. So, no shortage on projects that should be getting done. So whatever I can get done, I'll get done. I do want to have some time on this vacation to actually vacation, because it's nice to have a project vacation and you do all those things that you don't have time to do during the week. But then, of course, you find yourself at the end of that vacation feeling like you need a vacation because all you did was work and you didn't really relax any. So I'm going to try and balance that out. I have more than a few books to read. My mother went on our Amazon gift list in order to make things easy for people at birthdays and, of course, Christmas time to try to figure out what to get Susie and I. So we find something, it's like, this would be cool. I don't know that I want to spend the money for it, but if somebody else wanted to buy it for me as a gift, that would be kind of neat. Throw it up on that list. And actually, sometimes by the time Christmas comes around, people pick things off that list that you're like, oh, wow, I totally forgot about this thing. So it is kind of a surprise, even if I did choose it and put it on the list myself. But, yeah, I'm trying to make sure we have a little bit of a break here. So I have a number of books to read. I just got 4 more for my birthday, so... But I am starting a series, a very, very big series, which was written by a guy named Shelby Foote. He's since gone on to heaven. And it is pretty extensive history of the Civil War. I'm a big history buff. And any history I'm good with, but... living here in South Central Pennsylvania and only an hour from arguably the largest Civil War battle here in the States, the Civil War has become much more of an interest than it was when I lived in Syracuse. So New York figured much more prominently in the Revolutionary War, so you could go to forts and see Revolutionary War stuff, because that's where New York was. New York basically, you know, sent people to war, but nothing happened in New York. Other than some rioting, but that's happening now, so, you know. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. And for all you non-Francophiles, that's the French way of saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Right? Oh, look, there's rioting in New York. Huh. Go figure. Who would have thought that would have ever happened in a city of 8 million people? Mm-hmm. But, anyway. So... just started the first of the 3 volumes. They're about 800 pages, which, yeah, it's a big book. You're talking to somebody who has read Les Miserables, and that's, I forget how many pages that thing is. That's well over 1,000. And it was well over 1,000 in much tinier writing, in a smaller book than the large trilogy that I got last year for Christmas. So, and now I'm just finally plowing through enough of the books to have a chance to sit down and read it. So, good news though is I think if I stick to reading, I will extricate myself. That's what I wanted to say. From the electric idiot box that we all carry around. So, there you go. Anyway. What else? What else? Well, we just finished walking past the farmhouse here on Breakfast Meat Boulevard, and the Amish have arrived to get some more work done. Of course, I've mentioned, of course, Independence Day, which is the big holiday tomorrow for everybody except for the Amish. The Amish don't celebrate that holiday. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the only holidays the Amish celebrate are religious holidays. So they will celebrate Easter, they will celebrate Christmas, as all Christians would. But, they don't really consider themselves part of any nation. Their allegiance is to God and not to a nation. They're not here to cause trouble, because they don't. They're just here to live their lives in peace and quiet, and to try to get along with whoever it is they are currently dealing with. So, definitely an attitude that is in short supply these days. Because even though we are the United States of America, I must sadly admit there are many things that we do not seem to be all that united on. So it would be nice to get back to being the United States of America. But there is more work to do on that front. So, if you'll pardon the few more seconds of philosophizing, I think once we can get out of our own heads and acknowledge that even if we don't agree with somebody else's point, there very well may be some truth to what it is they are saying, even if we feel they've misunderstood the facts or don't have all the facts and they're making determinations off of bad data, whatever it is. It'd be nice if we could listen to each other first and then actually comment on what they're actually saying, rather than what we would like them, like ourselves, to believe they are saying, which then just justifies our own point of view. So it would be nice if our opinions were less self-serving and rather genuine. So, there you go. I'm done waxing philosophic. But, you know, the only thing I can do about that is fix me, right? So, put it on the top of the things to do list. Physician, heal thyself. Alright. So, almost to our turnaround here. I've had you for almost 20 minutes here. It's nice because I've actually learned something that on my fancy stereo microphone, if I hit the record button after it's recording, it then doubles as a cough button, if you're familiar with the cough button in radio, where somebody's going to cough and they've got a 7-second delay before you actually hear what's transmitted. So as long as they hit that button, you know, if somebody happens to cough, the engineer hits the cough button and you don't hear that cough. So I'm trying to think about what I want to say next. Or if I do have a cough, which I did today, I can hit my little pause button and pause the recording so you don't have to listen to me hacking up some sort of pollen that decided to get buried in the back of my throat. So good stuff. And what else? So of course I mentioned birthdays coming up on the 5th. This will make 57 for those of you who care to know how old I am or am going to be at this point. I was thinking about this yesterday, and it's very much like a podcast. People like to name their podcast with the season and then the episode. So, you know, if I do that with ages, then I'm currently getting through episode 5.6, right? Tomorrow will be Wednesday will be 5.7 in the podcast episode of life. So, we'll see what episode 5.7 has to say. But for exercise, since I started it off by talking about my walk, I'm actually going to be basically rewriting my entire training plan this week. Part of it is because of necessity, and part of it is out of tradition. So for the 4th and the 5th, I like to run both days. In celebration of Independence Day, I like to do some sort of distance that would remind you that it's Independence Day. So, you know, I could run 7.4 miles because it's July the 4th, right? Or I could do 7.6 because, of course, we declared our independence in 1776. And then when I used to be training for marathons, I would do 17.76 miles on the 4th of July. That would be my little homage to the 4th of July. Of course, then the following day, I like to do same idea, but for my age. Now, if you're familiar with the Boston Marathon, you'll no doubt be familiar with a guy named Dave McGilvery. And he, at least up to his 50th birthday, had a habit of running his age in years. And yes, when Dave turned 50 years old, he went out for a 50-mile run. I believe it took him all day, but that's what he did. I don't know if Dave is continuing to do that because it doesn't seem like a great plan as you age. I'm 20 years old, I'm going to go run 20 miles. Great. 21, right? If you are an ultra marathoner like Dave was anyway, yeah, you're good probably all the way up to age 50. But once you start getting past age 50, you know, it starts to get a little tricky. And I don't think Mr. McGilvery plans on doing an 80-mile run on his 80th birthday. So I have opted to not follow Mr. McGilvery, and instead, I do my age, but, as we mentioned again, like it's a podcast. So on my birthday, I shall be running 5.7 miles. It's a bit more doable. I mean, if I stay healthy, is it impossible for me to run 8.0 miles on my 80th birthday? No, there are 80-year-olds who actually are in the Boston Marathon and do a lot more than 8 miles. So I think 8 miles is fine, even if I have to walk it, all right? That's still reasonable, all right? But yeah, I think this makes more sense. So the plan for this week was supposed to be doing hills on Tuesday, Independence Day, which of course is somewhat comical because everything I do around here is hills. I never get away from doing hills unless I go to a track, right? So every day is a hill workout, regardless of whether it's a hill workout on purpose or not. And so that's going to get scrubbed. Instead, I'm going to do 7.4 slow and easy miles and just enjoy the day, right? And then on my birthday, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go and do 5.7 slow and easy miles. Now, my birthday is technically supposed to be a rest day, so I will actually not be resting on my birthday. Get that in. But then Thursday was supposed to be tempo run. I will rest on Thursday. I will rest on Friday. And then Saturday, I was supposed to do 12 miles. And initially, I was going to go do 12 miles with my buddy Nate up in Harrisburg, who's got 16 miles to do. So I'll do most of his run with him. But unfortunately, I need to get tires for my car. The tires I have in my car are just rubbish. And I love that word. God bless you, English, for, you know, some of the words you use to describe things. That's exactly what these things are. They're rubbish. I really do need to get new tires. So I have an inspection coming up later on this month. Even if they would pass, which they won't, because one of them had to be patched because I got a hole in it. And that will not pass inspection. They will make me get new tires then. So let's just beat them to the punch and get a decent pair, because unfortunately the dealership doesn't have the greatest selection of tires. So I'll go to an actual tire realtor. Realtor? That's not the word I want. Retailer is what I want. Retailer. And get a proper set of tires. All right, getting close to the Amish. Time for that cough button again. All right, we're safely past the Amish. They will not see this crazy English guy talking to himself. So, it's all good. But, as I was mentioning, yeah, so I gotta get tires, so. Again, that should not take very long to do. But, you know, who knows, right? I've actually mounted balanced tires before. Did a adult ed auto mechanics class at a local Votech school back up in Syracuse, just to kind of improve my knowledge on auto mechanics, so I could speak intelligently to the mechanic when I have to bring it to them to get it fixed, or also so there was a few more things that I could actually do on my own without having to bring it to the mechanic and save myself the $60 to $80 an hour labor charge. So it's a useful class, but that was one of the things I got a chance to do, was actually mount and balance tires. So it does not take that long to do, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they are going to mount and balance four new tires in, you know, 20 minutes. Even though, yeah, I mean, it takes all of about 2 minutes to mount and balance a tire. Five if you're slow. So, yeah, four tires, it's 20 minutes, and you're done. They're also going to do an alignment, so that will take a little bit longer. My alignment's not all that out of whack, so it's pretty straight and true, so shouldn't be much to do, but, you know, they'll do what they have to do. That way I'm not skipping down the road on my brand new tires because my alignment's out of whack. So there it is. So, that's what I'll end up doing 8 o'clock on Saturday. And so, in order to get 12 miles in and not in the middle of the heat, yours truly is going to probably get up at 4. Get a little something in my stomach and then go out and do my very slow 12 miles on the hills and valleys around my house, since it will save me at least an hour of traveling to where I would normally do a long run. So I'll end up just doing loops here, so we'll get it done and then grab a fast shower and off to get new tires. So there it is. So for everybody listening who is in the States, to wish you a very happy and safe 4th of July holiday. I hope you have a chance to get a nice picnic in, see a nice parade, spend time with friends and family, and get some nice downtime, essentially almost in the middle of the week. So, until later though, that's it for me. When I have more, I'll share it. But until then, ciao.